This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party suffered heavy losses in Sunday's local elections, losing critical cities across the country, while the main opposition party is on course to win in Ankara. In Istanbul, election results are too close to call. Erdogan acknowledged his Justice and Development Party had suffered setbacks and vowed to learn lessons from the election. In other election news, with half the ballots counted on Monday, comedian Volodymyr Zelensky and incumbent Petro Poroshenko were leading in Ukraine's presidential election. The Central Election Committee said that Zelensky, a comedian who plays the role of president in a television comedy series, was in the lead with 30% of the vote. A severe storm has ravaged parts of southern Nepal, flattening everything in its path, including houses and trees, leaving dozens dead and hundreds injured. The storm's high winds flipped cars and swept a bus off a highway. Saroj Kumar Adhikari is spokesman for the Nepal Army.
The confirmed death toll is 27, and it has been said more than 400 people. More than 400 people are injured, and so some of them who are seriously or severely wounded. As I said before, there are six of them that have been airlifted to Kathmandu, and all the injured people, they are undergoing the treatment in the nearby hospitals.
Rescue workers are still struggling through debris to reach affected areas. Officials in Peru say at least 20 were killed when a double-decker bus burst into flames in Lima. Most of the dead were killed in the upper deck of the bus. The bus was headed to the northern city of Chiclayo. This is VOA News. In China, at least 24 firefighters have been killed while battling a forest fire high in the mountains of western Sichuan province. The deaths occurred after a change of wind on Sunday, as the firefighters were working in a rugged area at an altitude of 3,800 meters. As he decides to join, whether to join the already crowded 2020 presidential race, former Vice President Joe Biden is defending himself against an allegation of misbehavior towards a female politician in 2014. AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrat Lucy Flores says Biden made her uncomfortable by kissing her on the head at a rally. Biden says he doesn't believe he's ever acted inappropriately toward women, but will listen respectfully to suggestions he did. Some 2020 candidates like Senator Amy Klobuchar on ABC's This Week say Biden will address this further.
That's what he will have to do with the voters if he gets into the race.
The White House is on the attack.
If anybody just types in creepy Uncle Joe videos, you come up with a treasure trove.
Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway telling Fox News Sunday Biden has a big problem and should consider apologizing to Flores. Sagar Magani at the White House.
British rock superstar Elton John is joining actor George Clooney in calling for a worldwide boycott of hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei, who plans to enforce the death penalty for homosexuality. Brunei, a Muslim monarchy, has adopted Sharia law that allows lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people to be stoned to death. Ravina Shamdasani is spokeswoman for the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The High Commissioner for Human Rights is stressing that religion and human rights are not opposing forces. In fact, many of the fundamental tenets of both are exactly the same. We are calling on the government of Brunei to halt bringing into effect this law and instead to launch a consultation with religious leaders, with government leaders, civil society, and people from various communities to try to come up with legislation that can fight crime, but at the same time uphold the human rights of all the people of Brunei.
Others supporting the boycott include Republican Senator Ted Cruz and actress Jamie Lee Curtis. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, in an address Sunday on state television, announced a 30-day plan to ration electricity. Maduro said schools will remain closed, the length of the workday will be cut to conserve power during the 30-day period. Maduro blames the United States on these blackouts. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
Great news. It's